You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
And joining us now on the line, a new show starting tonight, the show's called Madison Moore on Being Fabulous, and we are joined on the line by Madison Moore. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Really great. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. So now, I guess, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself there, Madison.
Well, I am a writer and DJ based in a city outside of Washington, D.C. And I recently wrote a book called Fabulous, The Rise of the Beautiful Eccentric, which is really all about style and fashion and, you know, how people find joy in kind of getting dressed in the morning, especially queer and marginalized people. And I also DJ. I play a bit of house, a bit of techno music. And there's a lot to say there, but yeah, that's the highlights, I guess.
That's amazing. So you're here in Melbourne. Is it for one night only to do the School of Life? So you're teaching people how to be fabulous and embrace your fabulousness? Is that like the gist of this show?
Yeah, so it's a performance lecture on fabulousness. And, you know, one of the things I always say about fabulousness is that it's not really so much about, you know, sequins or jewels, although I brought all my sequins with me, so don't worry.
Perfect.
But it's about, you know, how we realize that we might be suppressing ourselves every day. And what can we do to take the risk to put ourselves out there, even though society is telling us that we should not. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, yeah.
Amazing. So what does a performance lecture involve? Because that sounds so much better than just a
normal lecture.
Speech. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been interested in the performance lecture as a form just because it's a different way to, like, share knowledge. So I would say that in general, a performance lecture is like you kind of do your speech and you do your talk, but you have like different things happen as part of it that kind of make the experience come alive or make it an experience really, actually, as opposed to like just like a lecture.
Yeah. And I mean, on the show itself, you talk about, you know, the world being quite, you know, sometimes unwelcoming, especially when it comes to queer identifying people and people in marginalized communities. So I guess how is the show what do you think about, you know, the importance of still, you know, being fabulous and being yourself in a world that can be quite unwelcoming a lot of the time?
Well, you know, I think it's really important, especially right now, especially, you know, I live in the United States with Agent Orange as our president. And so I think it's more important than ever for folks to really lean into themselves. And even though that administration is doing whatever it can do to sort of suppress trans people and to roll back kind of everything that isn't about kind of cis straight white men, I think it's even more important for folks to get out there and, you know, be themselves and not be afraid to do that. And one of the things that's really important about fabulousness is that people who do choose to do it, I mean, when you choose it, you are also saying yes to the risks that come with that, right? So you're saying, you know, I'm going to wear this outfit, but I know that I might get catcalled. I know that I might get called a faggot. I know that I might be verbally or physically harmed in other ways. And that's the risk of it. And so also why I think it's so important as a kind of aesthetic practice for people.
Is it also important? I know for myself, when I was, you know, very young, I'd just come out, I used to design all my own clothes, and it was a bit of a statement. But then as I got older, I kind of internalized a lot of thoughts about it in terms of like the outside world and its influence on you. Is it also important to kind of look internally into yourself and be a bit more open yourself to the idea of fabulousness?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, marginalized people and queer people, we, I think, have a certain PTSD that comes with growing up in a society that wants everything and everyone to be the same or normalized. We do, of course, internalize a lot of that. And, you know, one of the things about writing a book about fabulousness is that people think that somehow I have all the answers and that now if you read this book, you will be fabulous. But actually, my own journey has been not quite so straightforward either. I mean, even till this day, I struggle with, can I wear this lipstick or what will happen? Or I don't have the mental energy today to even deal with it. I'm just going to wear sweats. right? And so I think that we do internalize it, and part of fabulousness, this is why I say it's not about like a particular like item or whatever, but part of the kind of leap of it is to like have the strength to be who you actually are, like how you see yourself as you circulate in the world.
So is it as much about like the internal fabulousness as it is the external fabulousness?
Well, I mean, remember, so when I talk about fabulousness, it's really this like this concept. We're talking about leaps, and we're talking about how people realize that they might have been suppressing themselves, and we're talking about how they decide, you know what, today, I am going to do this thing that I've been telling myself that I can't do because I thought that this and this would happen, but today I am going to do it, right? So for me, fabulousness is as much about the internal processes as it is about how it looks on the outside. And I think also that internal work is where the heart of it is, in fact.
Amazing. So tonight your show is at the NGV, which is on St Kilda Road in Melbourne, and it's from 7 till 8:30.
Yes.
Just give us a quick rundown on what we can expect at your show and how we can get tickets.
Yeah, there are tickets available online and on the door still. It's going to be a bit of a journey. I'm going to talk a little bit about my background in fabulousness. I'll talk through some funny family photos, especially my grandmother and how she, you know, was a template for me, and my Aunt Mildred, who was pretty badass. And I learned a lot about style from her. And Prince. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, check out theschooloflife.com. Thank you for joining us, Madison Moore.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. So that was Madison Moore on Being Fabulous, which you can check out tonight at the NGV Clemenger Theatre. Get tickets at schooloflife.com. You're on The Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam here on Joy.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.